Imagine a pit 10 feet deep, the size of 2 football fields laid end to end. Now imagine it's full of hog waste, and it's less than a mile from your house.
That's my house right over there, 5,000, and according to them, 11 feet.
As construction equipment operates on the site, Daryl Urban looks on from just outside the perimeter. We're 2 miles southwest of the tiny town of Pfeiffer, Kansas, in the northeast corner of Rush County near Hayes.
I'm not a surveyor. I just think it's awful close. Let's just put it that way.
The pit is the largest of 3 to be built on the site, and they will each be covered by a new hog barn. Right now, a hog farm built for 3,800 head occupies the site. But the company that bought the property last November plans to expand the site so it's capable of housing 24,000 pigs, according to paperwork it filed with the state. Melanie Urban lives a little more than a mile southwest of the site. She's worried about the environmental impact of a larger hog facility and worries her property values will plummet.
There's research out there that says if you live within 3 miles of a facility this size, there's all kinds of increase in health conditions such as asthma, respiratory problems, eye infections. There's also depression because you can't leave your home. You can't go outside. You can't have visitors over. You can't open your windows. You're basically stuck to the inside of your house because the smell will be constant.
Urban and other residents hope to stop the expansion, but officials in Rush County say they have no authority to stop the hog farm expansion, even if they wanted to. David Rapp is a Wichita attorney hired by the county councilor to investigate the county's options.
A county cannot apply its planning and zoning code to a property which is used for agricultural purposes.
Rapp says that's spelled out in state statutes and backed up by opinions from the Kansas Attorney General and the Kansas Supreme Court. He says the county can't even require a building permit thanks to state laws protecting the agriculture industry.
The philosophy behind this is sort of the Kansas right to farm statute. It's the idea that we want to try to limit the restraint on farming operations.
The facility can't open without a permit from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, but the agency's John Mitchell says KDHE would respond to odor concerns only in the event of an actual problem once the facility is operating. Concerns about odor and property values are outside the scope of the permit.
Our responsibility is to protect water quality in the area, and that's really the part of the permit and the purpose behind it.
Ted Ufkus is the chief operating officer for Professional Swine Management, which will run the operation. He says the new facility will comply with all regulations and requirements for hog farms.
We believe we have a very good track record in meeting, in all cases, exceeding those requirements. So that's why we believe the location's good and believe that some of those concerns are unwarranted.
Ufkus says the waste will be stored in deep pits beneath the buildings, not in open lagoons like the ones on the current hog farm.
Very technologically advanced setups that have been engineered based on time-tested lessons learned in those barns.
The company's manure management plan anticipates needing to dispose of more than 7 million gallons of wastewater every year. The plan calls for it to be piped to nearby cropland and injected below the surface. In the event of a 25-year rainstorm, however, the facility would be allowed by state and federal law to discharge wastewater into the watershed. Opponents think the best way to prevent that is to keep the expansion from happening. Daryl Urban and his neighbors are pinning their hopes on a vote in November. Kansas law allows counties to ban corporate hog farms altogether.
Well, we got enough signatures together that it's going to go on the ballot in November, and we're hoping that the voters of Rush County will vote it down.
But even if residents vote to ban hog farms in the county, the project near Pfeiffer may still go forward. The company running the operation says it was underway long before the petition drive, so a ban would not apply. And the only way to test that idea may be a costly legal battle. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Thompson.